Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
We start the week cooler and partly cloudy. Morning fog patches can be expected along the escarpment. Pretoria today up to 23, Joburg 22, Mpumalanga, Polokwane and Rustenburg 25, and Emalahleni a high of 24 degrees.
In Centurion, on the N14 eastbound, a collision before the Brakfontein interchange, and on the N1 northbound, a collision on the link to the N1 north at the Brakfontein interchange, so traffic is slow.
Gauteng police are investigating a burglary at the Gauteng offices of the Independent Electoral Commission. Thieves got access to the IEC offices in Gauteng on Saturday afternoon, where only a laptop was stolen. Police say part of the investigation is how the suspects managed to get into the office despite the security measures. And G7 ministers meet for environment and climate change talks in Italy today, with experts urging the highly industrialized countries to use their political clout, wealth and technologies to end fossil fuel use. The Group of Seven meeting in Turin is the first big political session since the world pledged at the UN's COP28 climate summit in December to transition away from coal, oil and gas. Yesterday, hundreds of protesters gathered in the city, some burning photos of the G7 leaders as they accused them of failing future generations over the climate crisis. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Haltlock, redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles. For more, visit haltlock.com today.
In a world tormented by vehicle theft, Haltlock is the one solution that works. Proudly South African and unmatched globally, Haltlock is not a tracking unit, but the only vehicle anti-theft device of its kind. Redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles, Haltlock immobilizes your vehicle's drivetrain by utilizing military-grade materials and cutting-edge technologies. If the wheels can't turn, your vehicle isn't going anywhere. Haltlock. We stop vehicle theft. Visit haltlock.com today.
Well, it's typical for Rassie Erasmus to be unconventional, and again, he's being typically atypical in calling up one of the 2023 Varsity Cup stars to the Springboks' second alignment camp. Former Northwest University prop Sampi Swickers last year led the Eagles to the Varsity Cup title and has since joined the Pumas. Rassie has to have contingency plans for the opening test of the year against Wales on the 22nd of June. That match is scheduled on the same day as the URC final, so maybe no Springboks, maybe no Bulls, maybe no Stormers. So Rassie has to make plans for that. Also, European and UK-based players will not be considered as that match falls outside of the official test window. A great weekend for the Bulls, Daisies and Bull and Dommers. They remain unbeaten after three rounds of the Women's Premier Division. The Daisies dominated the EP Queens at Loftus, scoring their first century of the season, 120-0. In Joburg, Boland beat the Golden Lions 50-5. Western Province beat the Free State 59-27. Border ran out 45-17 winners over the Sharks. The Lions delivered an emphatic all-round performance to romp to a 7-wicket victory over the Dolphins that was in the CSA T20 Challenge final at the Wanderers yesterday. Set a modest target of 166 to win by the Dolphins. The hosts looked very comfortable in their chase and had over 2.2 overs to spare. Reigning MotoGP champion Francesco Bagnaia won his third straight Spanish Grand Prix yesterday, making up ground on Jorge Martin in the championship standings after he crashed out while leading. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, you.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Toast and making it.